Blackstone Audio presents The House at Tyneford by Natasha Solomons. This book is read by Justine Eyre. For Mr. S. Please treat the church and houses with care. We have given up our homes, where many of us lived for generations, to help win the war to keep men free. We shall return one day, and thank you for treating the village kindly. Notice pinned to the door of Tyneford Church by departing villagers, Christmas Eve, 1941. Chapter 1. General Observations on Quadrupeds. When I close my eyes, I see Tyneford House. In the darkness, as I lay down to sleep, I see the Purbeck stone frontage in the glow of late afternoon. The sunlight glints off the upper windows, and the air is heavy with the scents of magnolia and salt. Ivy clings to the porch archway, and a magpie pecks at the lichen coating a limestone roof tile. Smoke seeps from one of the great chimney stacks, and the leaves on the unfelled lime avenue are may-green and cast mottled patterns on the driveway. There are no weeds yet, tearing through the lavender and thyme borders, and the lawn is velvet-cropped and rolled in verdant stripes. No bullet holes pockmark the ancient garden wall, and the drawing-room windows are thrown open, the glass not shattered by shell-fire. I see the house as it was then, on that first afternoon. Everyone is just out of sight. I can hear the ring of the drink.